That's not the tree from what's his name?
Charlie Brown.
Metaphorically, our season looked like this tree right now where we're standing, bare and just ugly. But there's still hope. You know, as a kid, you know, doesn't matter how your Christmas tree look, you know, you're still waiting for Christmas Day. You know, you have hopes and dreams that Santa's going to bring you, you know, those things you asked for. It's always a possibility, you know, and where we stand today, you know, our goals, win the NFC championship, beat the Green Bay Packers, win the Super Bowl, all of that still can be under this Christmas tree. So make plays. We let the team down last week, and we have to step up. You know, whenever you have a defense playing the way they're playing, I mean, they only gave up 7 points. Adrian Peterson, of course, you know, he's going to get his, but, you know, they only gave up 7 points, you know. And as an offense, you know, we have to appreciate that, and we have to do our parts, you know. I mean, it's not hard. It's not a hard game. Alshon is a beast. You know, this guy's going to be a Pro Bowl receiver sooner than later. You know, Alshon's situation, you know, missing a bunch of games, rusty. I mean, just a little over two weeks ago, the kid had knee surgery. So we wanted to get him in there, but not as much, you know. So there was some rust there, and that rust is knocked off. And moving forward, he'll make those plays, you know. So I'm not concerned about Alshon. I love playing with him. I'm so excited that we got him. He's a special talent. You know, I just see that deep ball that we didn't connect on with him up the left side of this, you know, going in. You know, there's not too many people that can adjust, you know, and get their hands on the ball, you know. So he's special, and he'll make plays and make our offense better. You know, I heard exactly what, you know, Traymon. I heard exactly what he was saying after the game. Woodson, you know, those guys, you know, they do a lot of talking. You know, so this is personal for me, you know, and of course we all know about the rivalry. We all know about what's at stake, and I'm going to play it like it's my last game, and, you know, I'm pretty sure the guys on the offensive side will do the same. You know, I take it personal when someone take jabs at the way I approach the game or my career. So, I'm excited to see them out there at full speed. You know, Coach Capers is their player MVP, you know. So for their players to be over there talking about, you know, how awesome of a job they are shutting down certain players, you know, I don't respect that, you know, when it's two and three guys on you or on other guys. So Coach Capers did an amazing job of game planning us and, you know, game planning me. You know, I didn't beat, you know, double and triple coverage or whatever they were throwing at us. And, you know, I take it as a slap in my face when guys talk about my lack of ability to do something against them when they have help all over the place. So looking forward to one-on-one coverage. Hopefully those guys in games like this may go to their coach and say, let me have him. I want Brandon Marshall. I want to stop Brandon Marshall. Let me have one-on-one press coverage, and let's see what happens. If they want to roll coverage to me, shoot, I got Alshon Jeffrey on the other side. You know, he's not a rookie anymore. You know, he's not rusty anymore. He's been making plays in practice, had a bunch of opportunities in the game, and those are plays we expect him to make, and he will make. So I'll lean on Alshon. I'll lean on Matt Forte. I'll lean on Devin Hester this game. I invite double and triple coverage. I just don't like the talk afterwards of, you know, how great of a job the players did when, you know, it's not man-to-man coverage or, you know, single. Non-existence, not physical at all. You know, they played a lot of off. You know, I think, you know, leading up to the game, they were complaining about, you know, how big I was, and I was a cheater because I grabbed and pushed at the line of scrimmage. I thought that's what bump coverage was about. You know, so they put him off and far inside and a safety over top, a linebacker running out to me. They did a bunch of things, and it was good, you know. But, you know, we won't make that mistake again. We won't force the ball to me. You know, we'll lean on other guys, and if they want to give me one-on-one coverage, they will pay. And if they want to double and triple cover me, then we will lean on other guys, and guys will step up and make plays. I went into last game, you know, just approaching like any old game, and, you know, I don't like the Green Bay Packers. I'm not going to use the word hate, but I really dislike the Green Bay Packers and their players, you know. But, you know, the talk have to back it up. And, you know, we'll go out there and we'll do everything we need to do to get a win. I've never felt this strong in sports versus any team or any players. I'm going to play like it's my last game.